Now, because I'm doing my part to amplify this crap, admittedly for the views, and just to shut his dumb face, I would gladly agree to humiliate Dan for sport regardless. Do you hear that, Dan? I accept your pathetic, half-assed debate challenge. However, I have some conditions.
Well, look at that. Davy Boy found his backbone and decided to address me. Now, of course, saying he accepted the debate with some conditions is basically a way for him to completely weasel out of it.
You regularly make such a performative stink about honesty and integrity. You even leave comments insinuating that I should be issuing retractions, presumably for all the facts I provide that hurt your feelings.
I'm not talking about the few things that you have corrected me on that you were right about. I'm talking about the things that you've said about me that were false. Now, I've made videos about this in the past, and there's links below, but I don't need to use those for evidence because, of course, you did it again in this very video.
So I really need you to abide by those imaginary standards yourself in order to take you seriously as a combatant. Therefore, my debate participation will require a formal retraction video from you regarding how badly you fucked up that Fox News article in what became one of your most viewed videos. Remember how I said that you're an intellectually bankrupt little bitch who will never apologize to your idiot followers and admit fault about that? Well, you're gonna have to if you wanna interact with me.
I do not have a problem issuing retractions, Dave. I've been doing so since the earliest days of my channel, and I continue to do so when it's relevant now. For example, in my very next video, after the one that you were right to say that I got wrong, I said this. Now, before we get into this, I do have a retraction to make. In my last video, I conflated the 5th Dynasty and the 15th Dynasty sites. There was two different finds that I put the two together in the video and made it like one site. So why did I do that? Well, I didn't make the mistake. I repeated the mistake. I'd been reading articles about the 5th Dynasty site, the one with the pink door and the altar, and then I came across the Fox News article that had the interview with the American dude, and I was already aware that the Egyptians had said, hey, man, this is an Egypt-only deal. So when I saw it, I'm like, well, that's weird. And then I saw that the site was all, you know, like he'd saw all this different stuff, and he was thinking it was something different. So I made a mistake. And you egg on my face. And I want to quickly thank Therese Clark, a.k.a. the average Aussie Egyptologist on Twitter, even though a year ago I made the retraction that you say I'll never make. I could never do such a thing. Once again, completely misrepresenting me to your audience. And so, you know what, Dave? We're going to go through this and talk for a minute because you are going to issue a retraction. One of us already has. The other one's going to. That's not an option at this point. It's going to happen. So, hi, my name's Dan, but you can call me Dave's daddy because I own his ass. Now, I've been trying for a few months to get Dave to debate me because, well, he said a lot of things that were false about me and got some of the science wrong. And he's arguing about things that he doesn't know any better on, so he really needs to be held to task. But of course, he feels like he doesn't need to address his critics, even after he's addressed them before, because he's got this main character syndrome where he doesn't think he gets anything wrong.
I am more interested in flooding the internet with factual information that debunks all the grifters. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, but what if you were getting censored for that?
But in what way?
If YouTube was demonetizing your content for attacking people that were talking about vaccines or attacking people that were talking about the pyramids? Or,
well, that would really be shocking. Then we would have a situation where factual information is getting censored.
Well, those people believe that their information is factual.
But they don't. They're grifters.
According to him, everyone else is a grifter, and he's always right. And this narrative is why he's afraid to debate me. And that's why he made the terms so absolutely ridiculous that any sensible person would realize it's just a way for him to dodge having a debate.
Your video must include the verbatim recitation of the following. Verbatim. Here we go. Hey guys, remember when I made this video about the lies of Egyptology? Remember how I rambled like a smug douche about how clueless archaeologists are, always contradicting themselves and never able to get their story straight about ancient Egyptian sites?
Of course the crap that he wants me to say just continues like this, but it's just obviously an attempt to dodge the debate. But he's not in a position to try to dodge any sort of debate with me. See, here's the thing. just like this time where he misrepresents his audience by claiming that I would never make a retraction, and I already have. There's other times that he's misrepresented me, that he's lied about me, or at the very least, completely gotten things wrong to a negligent level. And you see, there's this thing called libel, and there's five different things you have to meet in order to be considered to be committing it. The first condition is the statement is presented as fact, not an opinion, and it's false. Like saying I would never retract the video and admit that I got something wrong when I already have. And the next thing is, you have to have published this stuff to other people, to a third party or more, which his videos are certainly published to the public, right? The next one gets a little trickier to prove, because you start talking about harm to reputation or financial damage is different for Davey and I, because we're both public figures. But thankfully for me, Dave is not the smartest tool in the shed. And he goes out of his way to publicly state his intentions of malice.
You know, it takes weirdos like me, right? There, I'm a career science communicator and entrepreneur. And there's very few people that have been able to make a living this way such that they have all of their time free to hunt down these people. And there's so few, there's just not enough, because there's thousands of these people in every single sector of science and technology. And every single one of them needs a counterpart that's debunking them. So I'm trying to debunk 500 people at once, which is why it's hard to retain, you know, every time I, particularly in the medical realm, there's so many papers, so much stuff that you really have to dig into that it's impossible to keep all of it in the forefront of your mind at once.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing that video, I'm reading a lot of papers and I'm speaking with a lot of professionals. And I'm very thoroughly exposing that individual. And then I move on to another and then another and then another. Mm-hmm. So, and I've seen my content move the needle a little bit on certain figures, which is what I want and which is what we need to see. We need a lot more people doing that. So
as a result of this debunking activity, exposing his next level incompetence such that he can't even read a Fox News article, Dan has become a complete nobody. You can see on Social Blade that the slight spike in relevance he gained from his Joe Rogan appearance had already faded substantially, and my content was the nail in the coffin.
Now, it's no problem to say I'm going to try to take somebody down, but you can't be using faulty information to do so, buddy. So the third point is met, and the fourth point is that he must clearly identify me. Now, he does seem to have trouble knowing what to call me. Idiot, Dan, dedunking, imbecile, moron, liar, grifter, Sasquatch taint, homeless man. But sometimes he does call me Dan and dedunking, so I think he has clearly identified me. And then there's the final point, is that the false statement must damage my reputation, somehow exposing me to financial loss or ridicule or the like. And when I have people repeating these exact lies ad nauseum in my comments and calling me names, well, I think it's safe to say that that element is also met. So, Dave, we are going to debate, and you're going to be posting a retraction first. You're going to be the one that retracts the stuff that you've gotten wrong about me, not just this, but other things, too. I mean, there's videos with the receipts down below. And the deal is, it's not really an option, is it? Because, see, I've made a few retractions since I started making videos, because like any content creator, sometimes I get things wrong. In fact, one time I had taken a video down and put up a retraction video because I got some stuff wrong, and one of my haters starts yelling at me on Twitter and goes, I was making a response video to you on that, and I didn't get the chance to download your video yet, you butthole. So you know what I did, Dave? I sent him a copy of my video. Now, I've since blocked the guy on X and stuff. I don't deal with this guy because he's a horrible human being. You would think that me doing that would show him that I had at least a modicum of freaking integrity. But no, he just calls me all kinds of names still. So fuck him, much like you. But the point is, I have been doing retractions for a very long time. And the thing is, you're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to... There's a lot of things you got wrong about. I mean, did you say that I was just a guy who just is a Graham Hancock fanboy and just does just everything in line with Graham? And somebody should tell Graham.
But I also regard you as highly objective because you've criticized my work too. You know.
Yeah, it's. Thank you. I try not to be a butt about it, but if somebody's really searching for the truth, I don't think they'll have a problem with having their work criticized. Some. I certainly don't have a problem with that. But if it's when people get their egos attached.
Yeah.
This entire Dan is a big science denying clown is a bullshit narrative. I mean, I've made videos debunking electric pyramids, the precision vases. I mean, we're talking Christopher Dunn, Ben Van Kirkwick, Jimmy Corsetti, Graham Hancock, Joe Rogan, all of these guys. I have videos that I have made addressing things that they've gotten wrong. And I managed to stay friends with them, Dave. You know why? Because I don't call them fucking names. I don't call them a grifter. I don't call them asshole. I don't assume that they're lying. I don't call them stupid. Instead, as anyone practicing the basics of scientific methodology should, I try to eliminate my emotional response and focus on the data when I'm discussing their beliefs. So anyway, I'm obsessed because guys like you represent a huge problem in the scientific community, a community that I consider to be my own. You guys come in here and you don't look at the data. You don't dig into it yourself. You pick an expert and you regurgitate his words as though you know what they mean. And this is nothing but faith-based crap. Now, I'm not saying that listening to the experts is the same as listening to a pastor. What I'm saying is, when you come in and say, there's a debate in the scientific community and I've chosen my scientists and I listen to him and therefore I know, this is bullcrap. And here's the thing, you yourselves have said that you know some scientists are full of crap and some are not. So you don't really know who to choose from because you don't know the data, as you yourself have said, Dave. So when you choose a guy like Flint Dibble, who's been accused of lying, and you can easily look into it and see that, and clearly you have not looked into these claims from anybody's perspective but Flint's, well, you end up with egg on your face, bro. The scientific community is supposed to call out their charlatans. Instead, you amplify them. And you're not alone. Milo Rossi, a.k.a. Mini Minuteman, made a few videos that have had errors in them. Well, more than a few, but he always does something you don't, Dave. He makes a public statement retracting his mistakes. And if he's not sure and doesn't care to look any further, he'll just amplify the voices of his critics. Much more of a man than you'll ever be, Dave. But when it comes to his methodology, he's just like you. He doesn't do it scientifically. He does it wrong as hell. Great example. His video on the Baghdad battery that he had to post a retraction for. He starts off with this wheel of archaeological BS and he spins it and it's like anything on there is getting debunked. You don't evaluate things by debunking them, man. That's not how this works. And that's why he got stuff wrong in his video, because he came at it with a predetermined set of beliefs. Just like a creationist, okay? Just like a religious person, just like somebody with a dog in the fight that makes them unscientific, he came at it with preconceived biases, all right? And this is a serious problem. Compare that with my stupid GED-wielding ass. When I just recently reviewed the Aztlan collection, which is a collection of artifacts from Mexico that, well, doesn't look very... I have problems with it, and I express that very clearly in my video. However, I also say this. Some replicability, somebody else in there taking these things seriously. He doesn't have to take the implications seriously. And again, I look at the engravings, and I'm like, holy crap, man, come on. But at nothing else so far, we've stumbled onto a new geopolymer recipe. So maybe it's worth, like, you know, not just throwing out the baby with the bathwater and actually rolling up our sleeves and looking. I know it's crazy. I know it's a nutso thing to be like, I'm going to look into this artifact without just saying I'm going to debunk it or I'm going to prove it. Maybe just evaluate the evidence. Fucking crazy. I know. I'm sorry. I'll try not to be so profound in my next little segment here. And this, Dave, is why you suck and Flint sucks and Milo sucks and so many others of you guys suck. Because you're a net detriment to the discourse. You stand in the way of people actually discussing these things. You don't care if you get things wrong. You let your cognitive biases cloud your vision. As Sarah McLachlan said, can you look out the window without your shadow getting in the way? Clean the damn window, bro. Make sure that your biases do not stand between you and your evaluation of the evidence, or you're not doing science. You are just another mouthpiece letting his emotions run amok. And look, you ended up doing this with Flint. You chose him as your source. It's very clear. I see Flint's footprints all over your video, the first video in particular. And this is why you got a bunch of shit wrong. I mean, dude, Flint doesn't know the difference between replicability and predictions, or at least he conflates them. Flint got something wrong about me once in a live stream. I'm talking about Easter Island. And he realizes that he got it wrong, but he doesn't correct himself. I know that doesn't bother you, Dave, but your followers might be surprised to know. He doesn't correct himself. Instead, he just goes with it. Dude, Flint Dibble is not a good source, but you used him, which resulted in you getting a bunch of crap wrong. Which is why we're going to debate, Dave, and you're going to post a retraction first. Because, well, you broke all the rules, my friend. And you might think you don't have to, but...
No, they can't refuse because of the implication.
And before I show you this next clip of Dave, I want to give you a little story. When I was 14 and in eighth grade, there was this kid that was 16 who'd been held back a couple of years because he wasn't very bright. And he'd said something dumb in class once. And I laughed at him and he hit me for it because that was the only option that he had because he was stupid. So, you know, threats of physical violence is the only way that he had to quiet people that were smarter than him.
Of course, I know you'll never agree to this, since narcissistic frauds like you are physically incapable of admitting fault. So I'd like to offer you a separate challenge that requires no conditions at all. Ready? Let's fight. Let's physically fight each other in a traditional boxing match.
Because, Dave, you're not up to discussing these things with me. You're too ignorant on these topics. You are too idealistic. You're too emotional. You're too angry. You're not smart enough to sit across the table from me and actually discuss these things, which is why you're doing everything you can to find a way out of it. But you will post a retraction, and you will debate me.
No, Daniel, you don't want to debate me. You want a $1.50 and change, a Slim Jim, and directions to the nearest overpass for a good night's sleep. You want a reason to stay alive another day. What a truly sad existence that must be.
Oh, yes, I do. But it's not about the money, money, money. I don't need your money, money, money. I just want to get the truth back and prove you're a lying douchebag. Look, you're just a wannabe Keemstar. You're a detriment to the fucking discourse, and the world needs to see it. It's time. And, you know, you got a bunch of shit wrong, and you're going to have to own it, bro. And you're going to own it. I mean, you might not want to, but you're going to.
Because of the implication.
And don't worry, I don't need you to grovel and say all that stupid shit like you wanted me to do. I'm actually a better man than that, Dave.
The verbatim recitation of the following. Verbatim. Here we go. Hey guys, remember when I made this video about the lies of Egyptology? Remember how I rambled like a smug douche about how clueless archaeologists are, always contradicting themselves and never able to get their story straight about ancient Egyptian sites? And how I'm so much smarter than all those dumb archaeologists? Well, it turns out that I'm actually a complete fucking moron, and I just didn't realize that I was reading two different articles about two completely different sites.
So be a man, own your mistakes, and let's have a debate. I'm sure Danny would love to have us sit there, although you're going to have to put aside your baser instincts there, monkey boy, and you can't just jump up and start swinging punches the minute somebody says something that your feeble little brain can't keep up with, all right? That's not going to work, all right? But if you are mature enough to sit down across the table, we can have a debate. But at the very least, you will be posting a retraction about me, and I know it's going to be hard for you, man. I know it's going to crush you, right? It's going to punch you right here. But you know what?
You can do it!
Because of the implication.
Because here's the thing, this whole narrative that you're this dispenser of factual information is a lie. You get a lot of things wrong because you're lazy in your research, and you're going to address that. You're going to fix it, at least with me, and you're going to. And, you know, it'd be a shame if, you know, I had to force your hand to do it, because then there would be a precedent set, and then all the other people that you got stuff wrong about would just have to press a button. And then they would be able to follow suit. So that would be pretty bad for you. If I was you, I would probably address this stuff and get ahead of it, because, you know, I'm not one of these guys that likes to get into big old official professional fights. And I certainly don't like to do like boxing stuff. I mean, look at me, dude. I'm a street fighter. I'm a world warrior.
Round one.
Shoryuken!
But seriously, I don't care about the thousands that you made off of your lies about me, but do you think everybody else that you've said stuff wrong about feels the same way? Yeah, you probably want to get ahead of this one here, Skippy, so Anyway, I'll give you 30 days. From the time of this video is public, after 30 days, well, you know, you're going to post a retraction, my friend. It's going to be great. And with that, I want to thank you all so much for watching. I know that these drama things are not as much fun for some of you guys, but you do need to understand that the narrative, the public discourse, is a huge part of the issue. When we're all treated like a bunch of crackpots, guys like him that are yelling lies, getting treated as though they're telling the truth, are a huge problem. You might not feel that way, and I understand, but I absolutely do. And, well, again, I'm going to be in Austin. It's going to be great. You should check out the links down below. Tickets are pretty affordable, man. Even a blue-collar dude like me could go to it. Some poor guy who has just nothing on his shelf worth the crap because he's completely broke. But, you know, I don't really know what else to say about this except thank you guys so much for watching. And have a good day.
You, China.
He's afraid because once he found out that my position wasn't some goofy fucking 20,000-year-old pyramid, it was just like, I think they deleted a dynasty, and I think that you guys need to quit fucking with the carbon dating, and archaeology is not a science, and there's my evidence. Now he realizes that he's not debating some goofy tinfoil hat, dude, and so he's hiding. He knows that if he sits across me, I'm going to clean his fucking clock with this one. He's 100% on it.